Nau mai ki ngā kohinga kōrero o te rā. It's Wāte Digital. I'm Ātiri Anō Mate Ariki, and here's what's making headlines across Aotearoa and Te Waipounamu. Māori law educator criticises new bill promoting colourblind policies. Ombudsman may review Taranaki's council's halted treaty bill debate. Māori law educator Kylie Quince has stated that racism towards Māori is prevalent in New Zealand on a daily basis. Ex-MP Palmjeet Palmer has introduced the bill, the Education and Training Equal Treatment Amendment Bill, which encourages colourblind policies in universities. This follows a cabinet directive aimed at public service reform from last year. Quince, who is the Dean of Law at AUT University, argues that such policies reinforce harmful attitudes towards Māori.
I think this government has proved that to be correct almost every day. As you say, all of those policies really join the dots to prove that point.
Kylie Quince. The Taranaki Regional Council's Chief Executive, Steve Ruru, announced that the Ombudsman or Auditor General might investigate why two councillors shut down a debate on the government's treaty bill. This bill aims to redefine how Te Tiriti or the Treaty of Waitangi is applied across the council. The council plans to look into the situation further, with possible outcomes including a review of their code of conduct or legal action. In January, the council voted to apologise to those, mainly Māori, who were silenced during the debate. While the internal review won't assign blame, Ruru stated it may refer issues to oversight bodies. He aims to report back by June, although unexpected delays could arise. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has accused Labour of using politics to interfere with the submissions for the Treaty Principles Bill. More than 300,000 submissions were received, which included 12,000 handwritten ones, many from Tamariki. Labour's Dr. Duncan Webb stated that all submissions should be officially recorded. However, Luxon claims that Labour has wanted to scrap the bill from the beginning and is now delaying the process.
What's important now is to actually wrap it up and actually move it forward. But ultimately, that's a decision for the Select Committee to say, have they got a good sense of what the submissions pro and against are about? You know, what we're seeing is a Labour Party that said they want to kill the bill and now wanting to extend it out. And I think that's political, and I think it's rather cynical.
Christopher Luxon. Nō reira, koina mātou kohinga kōrero. For more Wāte Digital News, check us out on Wāte News across social media. Nō hōra mai rā. We'll be right back.